When you get elected, is it your belief that your decisions should reflect the view of the voters who elected you, or is it your belief that you should act in the best interest as you see it, irregardless of what voters think?
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless. Christ, that's loud. All right, let's turn this down a little bit. There we go. Is that a little better? Maybe I'm too close to the mic. I don't know. There we go. That's a little... Wow. We're not even started and we're starting. Anyway, so welcome to Radio Irregardless. This is your non-standard... I don't even forgot the intro. Your non-standard... I don't know what it is. But welcome. My name is Mark Scalia. I'm the host of the program. And we do this as what we, me, I do this just about every Wednesday or every other Wednesday or when I can manage a show. And it's been a while. I was supposed to be on last week. We had some glitches. Things happened. But now we're back. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. And if you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to on my website, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And now you can sign on using any type of email, and then you can be part of our live chat. The third way you can listen, we're doing a Facebook live video tonight because it is my special Christmas show or my holiday show or my Christmas holiday show. And we're doing a Facebook live. So we got a bunch of people listening. I thank you all for being participant. I hope you all can hear me. I think I have it all set up correctly. And the fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iHeartRadio Now. At this point, actually, wherever you get your podcasts. And as I always start the show, I bring you up to speed about what's been going on in our time apart from each other with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And as I mentioned, I was supposed to be on last week, and I didn't go on last week. And the week before that, I was doing... my first Zoom comedy show, I hosted or emceed the Boston Comedy Festival. It was preliminary night. We had a really good time. And it, of course, everybody's like, hey, has anyone not done a live Zoom show? And of course, everybody said, yeah. And I said, no, because I hadn't yet. That was my first one. And it was a ton of fun. And since literally 2 weeks, I've done like five. Like, it's incredible now. Which, that's the way to go, at least through this thing. So I was on that. That was 2 weeks ago. And last week, like I said, I was supposed to do a show. But I don't know what was going on. I think we had some technical problems or I just couldn't muster up the energy. It's been tough, I know, with the pandemic. And thank you guys for being on, and especially this time of year. Like, I have seasonal depression. And the problem is I don't have it anymore because COVID-19 is taking up all that occupancy in my brain, which is actually kind of funny. So, well, what else? Let me open this up. Okay, good. So now down here in Salem, Mass, where I live, yeah, we've got a mega snowstorm coming up, and it's supposed to dump like anywhere between 10 to 18 inches. And I know I have a lot of my Canadian friends, and let's see if I can translate that quickly. No, I can't. It's a lot of snow. Actually, you know what I should do? 10 to 18 inches in cm, 25 centimeters. And if I said 18, So it'll be, wow, that's a jump. What? So it's 25 to 45 centimeters. That's quite a bit. So because we have a big snow day tomorrow, I always, usually our weather, I don't know how meteorologists, weather people, although they lose their mind. Like this guy. This guy did this, I don't know, 2014.
Oh, boy. 14
yeah.
to 22 inches of snow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well.
It gets worse.
I'm AccuWeather.com meteorologist Jim Kosek. Our paralyzing, crippling, record-breaking storm comes today!
This is a real broadcast. This is a real broadcast.
Road closures, flight cancellations in the hundreds, power outages by the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands.
See?
Yes.
Yeah.
And problem number one to start it all today, 35 degrees. So when the snow comes in, kicks temperatures down sub-freezing, so what initially melted turns to black ice.
Ah!
That's only one problem. Problem number two, 14 to 22 inches of snow! Winding down Saturday afternoon.
And then he just switches.
Tertiary problem?
He just switches.
Yeah, I've been reading the dictionary.
He just
blowing
switches.
And drifting! 3, 4, 5 feet drifts!
He's. I think he's still on.
Shovel! Drifts back over! Shovel! Drifts! Shovel! Ah! Could I get a one-way ticket to New Orleans? Sun comes back Sunday.
That's a real meteorologist on the Weather Channel, and that was a real broadcast. Here's the thing. Is there not enough shit currently going on that will scare us? Let me think. Something big just happened. Pandemic? Yeah, that's happening. Elections, political stuff, closures, kids at school, but not at school. They're at home now. There's so much nightmare. And yet, weather people lose their fucking minds over snow. And when I was a kid, they never named snowstorms. Did you know this? They never named snowstorms, but they always did. They always had names for snowstorms, but nobody ever knew the names. Now what they do is they name them and they let everybody know. This is Winter Storm Gale. Really? Just got to let it go, man. Okay, I didn't mean to do that. Okay, that was a. I meant to hit this
Something
one.
Something must be done to stop this thing.
That's what I meant to play. All right. So, by the way.
It works. My snow gun works.
Yeah, boss. But what good is a snow gun?
Watch, Chad, and you shall see.
There's so many things to scare us. Why do they have to lose their minds? So what else I got going on? So we got a snow day tomorrow. And here's the thing. When I was a kid, we had snow days. If it snowed, we waited for the news to broadcast. They had to broadcast it. They went through a list. They didn't have a freaking crawl like you luxury kids have today. They actually had to announce it. And if you missed it, you had to wait. And you always did. But now, tomorrow, 10 to 18 inches. 25 to 45 centimeters. And the kids don't have a snow day. They still have to do remote learning. And they're like, well, you don't want to go to school all the way to June, do you? No. Let it go. Just let it go. Here's something on a good note. The 2021 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival is just about 80% ready to go. This year, we're going to do it virtually. Now, if you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that, you can still follow the festival on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram as well. It's the Salem Comedy Festival, Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Just type in Salem Comedy Festival. It'll come up, and you'll be participating. I just redid the logo. It's a new logo. Now, usually we have the moon and a witch flying on a microphone stand. But this year, the witch is actually in front of a big TV that looks like the moon. And it says virtual. So that's, I think, what we're doing. And I'm trying to work it out where we can actually broadcast it from a couple locations. Now, essentially, it will be me showing up with a computer and broadcasting a Zoom meeting for about 10 people in the audience. And so I'll be the live host hosting the Zoom meeting with comics from all over the country. Now, so far, I have, is it 10? I think I've approved 10. Now, here's the thing. I got over 100 this year. And with everything going to Zoom, literally all the things are virtual. Let's see. Oh, that's, wow, 2020. Yeah, we go. Yes, 10. I've approved 10. Now, I'm going to invite some more people because it is virtual and it's going to be so fun. And the thing is, you but buy a ticket. I'm either going to do a ticket for night to night or I'm going to do an all pass. So just everybody can come. I'm going to figure out either way. But it's going to be interesting. I'm still working it out. I'm really trying my best. I've never done a virtual festival where I produced it. So it's going to be a little tricky. So here's what I will do. If you go to the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival on Facebook page, send me a message. Let me know if it's something that you'd be interested in doing. And just let me know if it's, I mean, tell me if it's interesting. If you think a virtual comedy show is interesting. I've done a bunch. And they're interesting. They're fun to do. But, you know, I don't know. We'll just see what goes. But I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I mean, I wouldn't play this music if I wasn't sure. Really? No, I wouldn't play this music at all. So that's the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. And I've been very busy. Actually, my wife and I have been very busy. We've been doing home visits of Mrs. Claus and Ralph, the half-magical Christmas elf, otherwise known as the incorrigible elf. We actually did a bunch today. This morning, we got up early. Salem, Mass. Is doing a ride share funded by the city, which is actually kind of cool. Salem residents, and it's, I don't want to use the other ride share. It rhymes with tuber. So, but it's like that. But if it's for Salem residents, and it's, I think it's like $2 to $4 to go anywhere in the city, which is very cool. And we were out there, Mrs. Claus and Ralph, the half-magical, incorrigible elf. We did some rideshare promotion pictures. Actually, there was the Grinch actually did some one as well. So if you get a chance, if you're from Salem or if you're in Salem, and you can download the app for, it's called Skipper. but we've been doing a lot of visits. And we had some kids today. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't even tell you. As Ralph, we try to get the kids engaged because, you know, it's hard because they don't get to see Santa this year. Usually they go to the mall and this is, you know, Santa's at the mall and you can say, hi, Santa, how you doing? You can ask him presents. But Ralph shows up and he has to collect their list or ask them what they want for Christmas so he can tell Santa all about it in case, you know, they didn't send a letter. And Mrs. Claus is there. And Elf, because he's half magical, he can't conjure magical candy canes. So he asks the children to help him. And all the children help him, which is actually really good. And then magically, Ralph makes candy canes for all the children that are there. And this one boy today, he saw the candy canes. It was like, you know, magic. And he lost it. He just went, he just ran around and he just totally flipped out. It was one of the coolest things. Ugh. So now that I brought you up to speed about this, that, and the other thing, got to bring you up to speed about
the thought of being able to penetrate Corona. It is a remarkable opportunity. This is the rhythm of
my life. My own research suggests that Corona is extremely unstable.
Yeah. This is the
rhythm of my life. By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses.
Wrong. Fauci was wrong. Fauci was wrong. I was ready now. Warp speed. So let's bring you up to speed. And of course, good news. Good news. The vaccine is now Pfizer making it rain vaccines, which is actually great. And there's a Cambridge-based company, Moderna, because Pfizer can't do them all. So Moderna has actually got a thing as well. So they're going to help make the vaccine as well, which is going to be great. And you still have to, you're still going to take the precautions, man. Myself, I know 3 people recently who've just developed coronavirus, and it's COVID-19, and it's super duper scary, guys. So still, and again, I know people who've had it, People got over it. I know some people who didn't get over it and unfortunately passed. It's you gotta take this shit seriously. At least, at the very least, for another couple months till we get those stimulus checks. Come on. All right. Stop joking about that. That's not funny. Take it seriously. And the good news is we're getting a hold of it, which is absolutely super duper, super duper amazing. It's all me, Operation Warp Speed. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, and speaking of that, it's Christmas in 9 days. And speaking of Christmas and Corona and response and first responders, I actually wanted to play you something. Let's see. Can I do this? I want to play this for you guys because this one I can play without Facebook shutting me down. Okay. And this is big news. And I couldn't say this before, but I can say it now. A while ago, my wife, and I think I teased this on the show, my wife wrote a Christmas song. She wrote a Christmas song. She had an idea for something, and she got together with her nephew, who helped do the lyrics and some of the basic music, put it all together, start to redo this. Her brother-in-law, who plays drums, he was the drummer. He had a friend who plays saxophone. They did some saxophone. Her niece, Samantha, actually sang all the lyrics. They put it all together. They had it produced by a gentleman locally who actually re-recorded a lot of tracks. And then they submitted everything to a Grammy award-winning producer who remixed the whole thing. And it became this amazing, beautiful song. My wife has just gotten it played on a New Hampshire radio station or Maine. I'm not sure if it's New Hampshire or Maine, but they cover both areas. And she just got it played locally last night, 92.9, I think, the river. Here's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not this social influence. I can't. My wife is far more popular on the internet than that sounded wrong. My wife knows better marketing on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff than I do. But I do know a ton of people. So what I'm going to tell you is what I'd love to do is I'm going to play this song. Now, if you know anybody who's first responder, anybody who's been doing all this stuff every day, mask, gloves, all that stuff, this song is actually for those people. So I'm going to play this song. It's called Thank You, It's Christmas. And the name of the group is called Grata Groove.
Thank you.
And that is Thank You, It's Christmas, written by my wife, or co-written by my wife, and made by Grata Groove, a family ordeal. And everybody, it's made locally. So listen local, I guess. But it's a really cool song. And to be honest with it, there's a lot of shit songs out there about Christmas. And how many times are you going to redo Jingle Bell Rock and Silent Night? And if I hear Frank Sinatra's Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jig, Jig, Jingle Bells. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Now, you could do it because you're Frank Sinatra. But when Buble tries it, he goes, Do-dashy. Stop it. Just sing the damn song. Stop ruining songs. But definitely check out more of that. And it's really, really good piece. And my wife is very happy about it. And again, played on Maine, New Hampshire radio station, local Boston radio, and Radio Air Regardless. So, bam. Put that in your pipe and smoke in Santa Claus. So check out more of that. And, you know, just pump it up. Let's get the analytics killing it. Christmas is in 9 days. 9 days. And the year is over like 6 days after that. And hopefully 2020, which I had such high hopes for this year. But I can't wait to start the 2021 shows, to be honest with you. But it's in 9 days, and Christmas is a very different thing for everybody this year. I mean, we got to stay socially distant, and it's going to be tough because I don't know how you guys dealt with Thanksgiving, but Christmas is going to be tough too. And we may have to do some more Zooming, which is, you know, which is great. And, you know, it's wonderful we get to see people, and soon this will all be done, a thing of the past, and we won't even remember it. It'll be something like that, which would be great. So, especially remembering days. This is something I've been doing for a little while, and I really like to do it because I'm not nostalgic, but certainly you want to remember how things went. So let's do this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
All right. Well, you got so many things. I don't even go through them anymore. Thank you for the share. Oh, there's the link. Yeah, my wife put the link in, so you can double check that as well. So this day, this is December 16th, of course, 2020. But this is a very important day. A lot of things happened today. This is actually kind of cool. In the year 1200, in China, sunglasses were invented on this day. Let's see, what else is happening? I don't want to say that. Some of these I want to go through, and some of them I actually don't. This was today, in 1776, the first vote on the Declaration of Independence. Today. Let's see. Oh, what's the first U.S. postage stamp goes on sale? Wait a minute. That's not true. Oh, wait a minute. I read this one before. I was like, did I pick the wrong day? Let's see. Today, December 16. Oh, that's why. I just went to the website. Wow. Let's start this again. Oliver Cromwell sworn in as English Lord Protector. In this day, 1631, Mount Vesuvius in Italy erupted, destroying 6 villages and killing 4,000 people. 1630. Well, you think 2020 sucks. 1631, pretty bad. Pretty bad. This day in 1773, the big tea party in Boston happened. The harbor, can I say Indians anymore? Oh, Cleveland. Nope. It says the big tea party in Boston, the Boston Harbor. Indians welcomed the Boston. So it's the Boston Tea Party. I don't know why they had to put it like this. Let's see. Oh, there was an earthquake in Naples, Italy today. In 1857. This is boring. Today, I thought today was a cool day. Other than Vesuvius, nothing going on. It's a kind of a shit day in the history. Let's see. Oh, Charlie Chaplin began his film career at Keystone for $150 a week in 1913. Do you know how much money $150 was in 1913? You can buy a cup of coffee for a nickel. Let's just do the math. Coffee is like $3 now. That's ridiculous. 1915, Albert Einstein publishes the theory, the general theory of relativity. There you go. 1918, Jack Dempsey KOs Carl Morris in 14 seconds. Quicker than Tyson. Let's see. Actually, no, maybe it's getting better. I don't know if this, I'm reading about death and destruction. Battle of the Bulge begins in Belgium. Say that three times without screwing. And I had a little bit of a drink. Chuck Yeager's flight today, 2,575 kph. First White House press conference today, 1953. President Eisenhower and 161 reporters. And Trump stopped all that. Let's see. What else? 1964, U.S. performs nuclear test in the Pacific Ocean. 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience releases its first single, Hey Joe, in the U.K. 1967, Wilt Chamberlain of the NBA Philadelphia 76ers scores 68 points with versus Chicago. But, you know, he scored a lot of points, apparently. 1975, the first broadcast of One Day at a Time on CBS. 1993, Shannon Doherty is fired from Beverly Hills 90210. Really? Is that something you... Really? We had slow news day. You know something? Screw it. I've had enough of that. That may be the last time I do that segment. Let's do birthdays, though. This is cool. Birthdays today. Theo James. He's a movie actor. He's 36. He was in some of the... what's the movie? I just saw it today. With Kate Beckinsale. She's a vampire. They did up like five movies. Anyway, he's in that movie. He was also in the other movie. I'm so bad at this. He's the guy that was in the movie with the other person that was in that movie. Remember that movie? Yeah, whatever. Ludwig von Beethoven was born today, 1770 to 1827. See, who else? Anybody important? Instagram star, Instagram, YouTube. I don't know these people. So sad. Sean Davis, 47. He's a YouTube star. He's like the oldest YouTube star here. Anna Popplewell. She's a movie actress. She was in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Chronicles of Narnia. Catherine of Aragon, 1485 to 1536. Queen of Scots or something. I don't know. Maybe. Jane Austen was born today. Underworld, that's it. Thank you, Kim. Jane Austen, 1775 to 1817. Let's see, who else? Oh, Kristen Ritter. She's 39. She's been in a bunch of TV thing. Of course, she was... Benjamin Bratt. That is not a good picture. You know what you do? You guys are all on the computer. Google Benjamin Bratt recent photo. Not look good. Not like I'm a freaking supermodel or anything, but he's got a money. Benjamin Bratt, what happened to your money? Anyway, that's this day in history, and that's the last time I'm going to do that. So, it's later than I thought. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break. And because we're doing one break, I've got a bunch of things I want to put in there. Of course, this is my last holiday show before end of the year. And of course, next week, Ebenezer Scrooge is actually going to be hosting the show. Is he going to do Facebook Live? I don't know. He's very particular. He might do one. I don't know if he's going to, but it might be nice to see Ebenezer Scrooge. You know, put the headset on and talk. I don't know if he's willing to do that. He barely wants to do the show anyway. But because it's my last show, I'm actually going to be playing some things. So listen to the break. I got a song that I put in here. And of course, I'll tell you a little bit about Christmas. I'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
What the f***? Yeah. No. It's snow. Several inches on the house tonight.
Sweep the porch and steps and it'll be fine. All this snow is make me lose my mind. I just want to see it. Stop it.
In the house, just woke up, looking out the window, snow's on top. Non-stop, blue lights on the spot, gotta move my car off the block. Where to park? I got to know. Tight spots, cool temps, cause I got to go. Half an inch, then some more. When will it stop? I got to know.
Snow! I'm slipping on the streets like Drano. I got nowhere to park, cause the garage is a no-go. I gotta park! Yeah, that's the deal that I'm left with. Put a chair in the spot where my car was just resting. Hey, get your shovels out the house tonight. Tires spinning, it's a real bad grind. And the weathermen, they lose their minds. We just want to see it.
Every day I'm shoveling. Shoveling, shoveling.
Step up fast. The first kid with the shovel, earn some cash. I'm losing money, but don't be mad. Now, kids, snow is bad. One more storm for us, another round. Please fill up my cup. Don't mess around. We just want to see your shovel now. Now you want to be your shovel now.
Get up, bend down. Lift that snow up off the ground. Get up, bend down. Lift that snow up off the ground. Get up, bend down. Lift that snow up off the ground. Lift that snow up off the ground. Lift that snow up off the ground. Get up, 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 get up. Lift that snow up off the ground. Lift that snow up, lift that snow up, lift that snow up, lift that snow up.
We're getting more snow tonight.
Lift that snow up.
Do I look like I'm having a good time?
Lift that snow up.
We're all gonna f***ing lose our minds.
Lift that snow up.
Everybody, it's winter time. Oh,
lift
no.
Lift that snow up.
Oh, oh no.
Lift your car off.
It's not snowing again.
Oh, no. Lift that snow up.
F*** that. Every day I'm shoveling.
Clean your car off. Really, clean off your f***ing car.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
We've all heard the biblical origins of Christmas, but societies have been celebrating light and birth in the darkest days of winter, centuries before Jesus walked the earth. In the Norse country, this winter celebration was known as Yule. Around December 21st, the winter solstice, fathers and sons dragged evergreens indoors as reminders of life and set logs on fire as a promise of good fortune.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here.
The floor's on fire. See? And the chaff.
Ancient Rome had its own December festivals. 1 week before the winter solstice, Romans began celebrating Saturnalia, an orgy of food and drink.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
By the first century AD, pagan traditions were being challenged as Christianity took hold throughout the empire.
You dare challenge Megamind!
The church knew it could not outlaw the pagan traditions of Christmas, so it came to accept them. The evergreens traditionally brought indoors were decorated with apples, symbolizing the Garden of Eden.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
The story of Santa Claus also begins in the 4th century with the death of Nicholas, a beloved Turkish bishop. The anniversary of his death became known as St. Nicholas Day. On December 6th, good children woke to gifts from the kindly saint. Bad children sulked away with nothing.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Like St. Nicholas, Santa Claus spread good cheer and gave gifts to children. Less clear was exactly what this Santa Claus looked like. Then in 1863, Thomas Nast, a cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, settled the matter once and for all with his version of the Christmas Saint. Nast's Santa was rotund and jolly, with a full white beard and a sack full of toys. An American icon was born.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Now I'm looking at my calendar and literally there is 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow is the end of the year. So I mean this. I really do. Thank you guys for all the support you've given me to this show and myself, comedy shows, during this entire year, the 2020 spectacle of that's, you know, the year of the pandemic. And I want to say, wish you everything the best of the holiday season. I know it's Hanukkah. I think Hanukkah is still going on. We have at least another few days of Hanukkah. So happy holidays. Season's greetings. Hopefully I made you laugh or give you some lightness and you guys were having conversations and everything. So I wish you the best for coming up here, the next year. And again, Ebenezer Scrooge will be hosting next week. I believe he'll be hosting. And if anything, he tends to like not do the whole show. So I may have to be on standby just in case. So, but I want to wish you the best of what the season can offer, even during this whole trying time. Thank you for being part of my life, part of my show, part of my career, part of my job. And hopefully I've been part of your life as well. So thank you guys for that, both back and forth. Take care of yourselves and each other. No, was that Jerry Springer? Let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Nothing. No, I'm going to be doing some more visits of the Elf. And if you want a visit from Ralph the Elf and Mrs. Claus, which we bring you magic candy canes for the children, please visit SalemFoodTours.com. Check out more of that site. And, of course, my wife's doing an amazing job there with the song. And, of course, thank you. It's Christmas. And that's what I got going on for the next few days. I was supposed to do a private show on Saturday, but they've rescheduled till after the first of the year, which is kind of good for a lot of different reasons. But I'm very happy. So I do not know if I'm working New Year's Eve here. Probably not. But we'll see. I'll do another show in between that because that'll be the 30th. I'll do a New Year's Eve show. So guys, as always, if you want to be a guest, leave a question, comment, anything you want to do, email the show radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can call the hotline 978-219-9294 and you can leave some questions that way too. As I said, next week Ebenezer Scrooge will be guest hosting. Be well, happy holidays, and we'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.